Do you have a name that you like?
No, Sissy.
Okay. What about a girl or woman who's sort of mannish? Do you have a name for that?
That is, or just sorta?
Just sorta.
I'd say that she was kind of masculine, unless it came to the part where there was more involved in it.
Okay, that's the next question. What would you call a female homosexual?
Well, I guess, I think there's two different types of those, and I've heard one that's a common name, and I don't know what you would call the other, the masculine type of a homosexual would be a lesbian.
A what?
Lesbian.
Okay. Okay. And then what's the other kind?
I don't know what the term is for the other kind.
Okay. Okay, what would you call a male homosexual?
Just a homosexual.
Okay. Do you have any names for like a sexually overactive or indiscreet male?
No.
I asked one guy that, is he the name for sexually overactive male? He said there isn't any such thing. Okay, what about for a sexually overactive or indiscreet female? Do you have a name for somebody like that?
Promiscuous.
Okay. What would you call a really ugly man or a boy? Do you have just a name or expression maybe? Okay, what about an ugly...
Just homely? Just homely?
Okay. What about an ugly girl or an ugly woman?
Just homely is all
right. All right. What about a real attractive girl or a woman? Do you have a name or somebody like that?
Well, I guess there's all kind of names. Pretty or pert or beautiful.
Okay. What about an attractive boy or man?
Handsome.
Okay. What would you call a person who always has his nose in a book and...
Bookworm.
Okay, okay. Is that kind of person excuse me, necessarily real smart, or are they just read a lot? Or does that imply being smart too?
No, not necessarily imply being smart. He might be an introvert and he would rather do that than to be sociable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a child who is always trying to get the teacher's attention and approval, you know, like a type who'd bring an apple or something?
Yeah.
Really, somebody sort of obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
Who was always trying to get praise or attention from the teacher.
Well, if the teacher liked a person, one of the students, why, the rest of them referred to a pet. It was the teacher's pet.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that was wanting to become the teacher's pet, I don't know what the name would be.
Okay. Sometimes this carries on over into adult life, and there's a person, you know, like at work, who's always trying to get the boss's attention.
That's my approval.
Would you have a name for a person like that?
Well, I've heard him say, well, he's always trying to polish the apple or something like that. And then there's probably heard other names too, but I can't tell.
Okay. Now, what grades are in grade school or in elementary school? Grades?
Oh, 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then what happened? Then what school?
And then they go to junior high, or they begin to call them middle school now, I believe.
Uh-huh, and what grades are in that?
There would be 7, 8. Maybe the 9th, but I believe here that they're beginning to put the 9th into high school.
Uh-huh, okay. And then in high school you'd have?
They'd have 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay. Let me see. In a school, usually you've got the place where they have basketball games and pep rallies and stuff like that.
Gymnasium.
Okay. What else would they do at the gym?
At the gym?